بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home. Last night we had commenced with Surah Al-Furqan, which will continue in the 19th juz, which we will recite tonight inshallah. And in this particular surah, towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates a few qualities and characteristics of His special slaves, those who are known as Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst these qualities, Allah speaks about their humility, the khawf and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their dedication to nafil ibadat, particularly during the night, then their moderation in expenditure, that they are neither extravagant nor miserly. And finally, the last characteristic, the last quality that is spoken about in this verse, is a dua that is made regularly by these special slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua consists of two portions. The first part, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. We have heard this dua many times before. What is the meaning? They say, O Allah, هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا. Make our spouses and our children the coolness of our eyes. So this is the dua that they make. Hassan Basri rahimahullah would say, what is meant by this? How does a person's spouse and children become the coolness of his eyes? He would say the only time a person can take true bliss and enjoyment in the company of his family members is when they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah then says that the mufassireen are all unanimous on this, that what is meant in this verse that they should become the coolness of our eyes is, O Allah, make them obedient to you. They should come onto your commands. They should do those actions that are pleasing to you. In this manner, they will become the coolness of our eyes. That is why we find the Salafus Salih would make dua for their children. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah would address his son and he would say, لَأُطِيلَنَّ صَلَاتِي مِنْ أَجْلِكَ. My nafil salah, I lengthen for your sake. In other words, if I will remain righteous and I will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will become a means for my progeny's iman to be protected, for their taqwa to be protected, for them to come onto good a'mal. So this is the first part of the dua, that O Allah, make our spouses and children the coolness of our eyes. And then the second portion, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that O Allah, make us the leaders of those who have taqwa. We have been hearing from the start of the month of Ramadan that the purpose of our fasting in this month is for us to develop taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here these slaves of Allah take it one step further, that we don't just want taqwa, but O Allah, make us the leaders of the muttaqeen. We must become the imams of the muttaqeen. And then mufassireen pose the question, that is this not contrary to humility? We have been taught that we should not desire position and status. In fact, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about Jannah, says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. That Jannah has been reserved for those people who do not desire position in this world. They do not want to be known. And here the slaves of Allah, these special slaves of Allah, are making dua that, oh Allah, make us the leaders. We must become the imams of the muttaqeen. So what is meant by this? So mufassirin mention that what do they mean? They are not desiring name and fame. Rather, they are asking Allah, bless us with such a high level of taqwa, of akhlaq, of good deeds, that we must become examples for others. In this way, we become the imam. Just as the musallis will follow the imam in his postures, likewise, people should follow us in our good deeds. So they are asking Allah to bless them with a very high level of taqwa. The hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that amongst mankind, there are two groups. Those whom Allah makes keys to goodness and locks to evil. In other words, they become a means of guiding people to good. And then there are those who Allah makes keys and doors to evil and locks to all goodness. You are in their company and you end up breaking the command of Allah. They become a hindrance to the obedience of Allah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Tuba, glad tidings to those whom Allah makes keys to goodness and locks to evil. So this dua, which consists of two parts, we make dua, Allah grant, or Allah make our spouses and children the coolness of our eyes, and Allah make us the leaders of the muttaqeen, bless us with a very, very high level of taqwa. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.